So we're going to spend about 20 minutes exploring the body. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk you through your body, which you might know quite well. And we'll do some exploration of what the body feels like. And I said it'll take about 20 minutes, after which you'll be invited to have a discussion like we did with the raising exercise with your colleague or colleagues as to how the experience was for you. So whatever works for you, however you want to sit, is perfectly okay. Whatever's right for you. Now, the best way to have your posture is to have your hands by your side, if that works for you, or on your stomach. And we're making initially contact with our breath. And the easy way to do that is to have the hands on the belly. If you can do that, and experience the rise and fall of your abdomen, noting the expansion when you breathe in and the contraction when you breathe out. And tuning in for a few more breaths and just noticing what your rhythm is like today. And now there is a sense maybe of the rhythm of your breathing, turning the attention to the left foot, sensing what the top of the left foot feels like, what sensations there might be there, or no sensations. And then gently guiding the attention to the toes, seeing if it's possible to identify each in turn without wiggling them. And then gently guiding the attention to the sole of the foot. And sensations might vary. They might be hot or cold. Might be no sensations. Just tuning into what's there for you right now. And then guiding the attention to the heel of the left foot. And then the ankle, the inside of the ankle, and then the outside of the ankle. What is noticed there? And gently guiding the attention up the left calf, from the ankle to the knee. Scanning as you go, noticing what's there. Maybe there's a sensation of tightness after a busy day. Or maybe not. And then gently guiding the attention to the shin. The back of the left knee. And the kneecap. Then the underside of your top of the leg from the knee to the hip. What sensations are there here? Maybe there's stillness there. Maybe there's throbbing or even aching possibly. Or maybe it's fairly quiet there today. And then gently guiding the attention to the top part of the leg, from the knee to the hip, and noticing the sensations that are there and whether or not they're different from the under surface of the leg that's possibly in contact with the floor. Taking a moment to come back to an awareness of the breath. In and out. And maybe there's a sense of the whole leg from foot to hip. And then gently guiding the attention to the right foot, the top of the right foot. And the toes of the right foot. And the underside of the right foot. Noticing possibly any difference in sensations from the right and the left foot. Difference in temperature maybe. Difference in what sensations might be pins and needles, or throbbing, or no sensations at all. Just tuning into what's there at this moment. And then coming to the heel of the right foot. And the ankle on the inside. And then the outside. And gently guiding the attention to the calf muscle of the right leg. Once again, possibly noticing any difference between the right and the left calf muscle, if there is any. And then the right shin. Then allowing the attention to gently move to the back of the knee. And the kneecap. And the underside of the right leg from the kneecap to the hip. What's going on there at the moment? Noticing that. And then the top part of the hip. Oh, sorry, of the upper of the right leg from knee to hip. Noticing the sensations, maybe as you move gently from the kneecap up to the hip, sensations might change, or not. And then maybe taking a breath in and out, and getting a sense of the right leg as a whole. Now guiding the attention to the front of the pelvis. Maybe scanning from one side to another. Left to right or right to left, whichever you choose. And then the back of the pelvis, the part in contact with the floor if you're lying down, getting a sense of what that's like. Feeling the pressure of the floor on that part of your body. It might feel different to the pressure of the floor on your heels or your calves or your shoulders, for example. How does that feel today for you? What sensations are you experiencing there? And now allowing the attention to become aware of your lower back. Noticing the sensations that are there and maybe your reaction to those sensations. Sometimes we might not welcome what we feel. And the invitation is to, as best we can, be with what's there without any judgment. And gently moving up to the shoulders, to the shoulder blades, also in contact with the floor, noticing what sensations there might be in the shoulder blades. It might be different in the right from the left, for example. The pressure may be different. Sensations in each shoulder blade might be different. And all we're doing is just noticing what's there as best we can. And guiding our attention now to the front of the body, to our belly area. To the stomach area, just below the ribs. We might notice the rise and fall of the abdomen if we have our hands there. Rising with the in-breath, falling with the out-breath. What's our experience of that process today? And then bringing the attention up to the top part of our torso in the front of our chest area. Noticing what's going on there. Once again, sensations of hotness, coldness, stillness. There might be movement when you're breathing. Might be pulsing, etc. And all we're doing is paying attention to what's happening. Accepting as best we can what's there right here, right now. And now we're guiding our attention to the back of our left hand. To our fingers. Seeing if we can notice what's going on in each of these individually without moving, if that's possible. getting a sense of what our fingers feel like today. And now coming to the palm of our left hand. The underside of our wrist. Top side of our wrist. And then gently exploring the inner surface of the forearm from wrist to elbow. And the outer surface of our forearm. Inside of our elbow, and then the elbow itself. Then moving to the bicep area of the upper part of the left arm, from elbow to shoulder. And then the outer surface of the upper arm, likewise from elbow to shoulder, noticing what that feels like today. And taking a breath, maybe getting a sense of the whole of the left arm from fingertip to shoulder. And then gently allowing the attention to move to the back of the right hand. And to the fingers of the right hand, thumb included, of course. Seeing if we can notice what each of these feel like. And the sensations that may be there. And then gently guiding the attention to the palm of the right hand. To the surface of the wrist on the underside of the forearm. In the top surface of the wrist, what's that like today? Maybe it's aching from a lot of writing today. Maybe it feels a bit tired. Or maybe none of those things. And then gently guiding the attention to the undersurface of the forearm from wrist to the crook of the elbow. And then the outer surface of the lower right arm from the wrist to the elbow. What's that feel like? Now gently exploring the crook of the elbow, the inside surface of the elbow. What's that like today? And the elbow itself. And allowing the attention gently to move up the bicep area of the right arm from elbow to shoulder. And then the outer surface of the right arm. What's that like right now? And taking a breath in and out and getting a sense of the right arm as a whole, from hand to shoulder. And now guiding the attention gently to the neck. Exploring the sensations that are held there today after a busy day at work. Noticing what's there as openly as possible, as best you can without judgment. And then the back of the head. And the top of the head. And the face. And the front of the neck as well. Now taking a few breaths, as best you can, getting a sense of your whole body from head to foot, front and back, in your own time. And taking a few more breaths as we slowly bring the practice to a close. And when we open our eyes, being very mindful that if we've been lying down, it's going to take a while to come back. So doing this gently, opening our eyes gently, rolling over onto one side when we're ready, and gently, slowly sitting up in our own time.